80 nights in Portland, rioters chant kill a cop. Save a life as two officers hospitalized. By Penny Starr on August 16, 2020. Nightly violent riots continued in Portland, Oregon. On Saturday, with rioters chanting kill a cop. Save a life and hurling objects at police that resulted in two officers being hospitalized. Police said a clash took place between Antifa and a group of about 30 people who gathered to show support for police. A video posted on journalist Andy NGO's Twitter account shows alleged Antifa members harassing others as they leave the site of the riot. By 11 p.m., most people continued to mill about and chant. A handful of counter-protesters drew a crowd away from the police building, Oregon Live reported. The group, some wearing American Wolf t-shirts, stood next to an apartment building on Burnside at 50th Avenue. The counter-protesters soon walked away, trailed by dozens of people. The Daily Wire reported on the riots. The Portland Police Department said that a crowd of hundreds marched to the Penumbra Kelly Building, which houses the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office and Portland Police Bureau. The building is in a residential neighborhood and is surrounded by hundreds of homes. The department said that officers reported members of the crowd were launching mortars at the police and cars well back in the Penumbra Kelly Building parking lot, followed by thrown objects as the rioters started to trespass on the property. Portland police gave more announcements and force warnings, the police said. For the next 20 minutes, people in the crowd increased their violent actions toward police officers who were standing behind cars 50 feet or more away from the crowd. Officers reported having rocks, frozen eggs, glass bottles, and frozen water bottles thrown at them. Officers reported people were shining green lasers at them, which is against the law in Oregon. Somebody spray-painted over a security camera on the Penumbra Kelly building. Police said that by the time they put out their press release outlining the night's attacks that there had been over 60 calls for police help that were on hold because the police were busy responding to the far-left rioters who were attacking them, the Daily Wire reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.